The first annual Ibrahim Index of African Governance assessed the performance of 48 nations on such categories as safety and security, rule of law, corruption, human rights, economic stability, poverty, and health. Mauritius scored highest overall on the index, followed by the Seychelles, Botswana, Cape Verde, and South Africa. Guinea-Bissau, Sudan, Chad, and the Democratic Republic of the Congo joined Somalia in the bottom five. Zimbabwe, mired in a political and economic crisis, is number 31 on the list. The index is the brainchild of 61-year-old Mo Ibrahim, a Sudanese businessman who was raised in Egypt and now lives in London. It was compiled for the foundation by the Kennedy School of Government at Harvard University. Ibrahim, considered in many circles as the founding father of African mobile telecommunications, hopes the report will help improve governance in Africa.
I honestly believe Africa is moving forward. We had better economic performance in the last 6 or 7 years. Consistently, we are over 5% growth in our economy. More and more elections are taking place. Yes, some of our elections were not perfect, but at least they are taking place and at least they are improving. Human rights are improving. There are glaring issues, of course, in two or three or four conflict points. Three or four countries dominate the news and that tend to mask what's happening in the rest of Africa.
Ibrahim's foundation is also sponsoring the Achievement in African Leadership Prize. It will be the world's most generous annual philanthropic prize, worth three times as much as the Nobel Prize. The winner will receive $5 million spread out over 10 years and $200,000 per year beyond that until death. Only democratically elected sub-Saharan leaders can qualify. They will be judged by how well they have performed in 8 categories, including offering security to their citizens, as well as promoting the rule of law, economic opportunity, and political freedom. To collect the award, they will have to leave office when their term ends. A committee headed by former United Nations Secretary General Kofi Annan will select the winner of the Mo Ibrahim Prize. This year's winner will be announced next month. Tendai Maposa for VOA News, London.